Okay, so Moose Tracks today, the game obsession that you have. Video, board, card. Sometimes you get sucked into it, you can't get out.
And Eric Childress joins us right in time for Halloween season with his picks for, with his four picks for number 10 scary. It's indecisive. It's scary movies. Okay, there you go.
Just pick one, dude.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
Laser 103.3, Uncharted. That's the video game I was trying to think of.
Oh.
With Nathan Drake? I think is his name. Yeah, that's such a good video game series. I was sad to see that they kind of ended it a couple years ago. Uncharted. Trenton said, looking for Uncharted. Mine was Borderlands.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I know PUBG is a big one right now.
PUBG's big. Fortnite is
huge.
Killing it.
For no good reason.
Have you played Fortnite?
No, I refuse. I absolutely refuse.
Why?
I just don't want to.
I tried it. Jay from JCD and Hobby, he tried to get me into it. I don't know.
Yeah, not feeling.
I'm not a big multiplayer guy. I like the story modes.
Ew.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm not a big story mode.
Really? I like a narrative. I like a story.
No.
It's like you're in a movie.
That's a no from me, dog. Steve said, World of Warcraft, all-nighters doing dungeons and raids.
Yeah.
Okay. I was never a big WoW person.
I know B-Sucks. It was a huge one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I could see that.
GTA Vice City, Grand Theft Auto, never got into that.
I love GTA. I don't do, I guess, the campaign version. I just steal cars and then run over people who are unassuming.
Something about beating up hookers, it just sucks me in.
Yeah, I just love to start gang wars in the middle of the streets.
Randall said Rocksmith on Xbox One.
No idea what that is.
It's kind of like Guitar Hero, I think.
But
it's
more, my God.
I think it's more instructional. It's more like you can actually learn to play. Because I think you can put a thing on your guitar.
Do you remember?
I remember lots of things. You got to be more specific.
When Guitar Hero first came out.
Oh, it's just everywhere.
And it was like the second coming of technological Christ.
We used to do it at remotes here.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We'd bring a PlayStation and a screen. And it was like the Insignia brand Best Buy screen,
yeah.
You know. And we'd have it set up at remotes.
Wow.
And people could play Guitar Hero while we were out at the, we'll say, come and go on Southeast 14th.
I remember, you know, I had friends who learned how to play it behind their backs on expert level. Oh, Lord. Now, if someone were to ask me to play Guitar Hero, I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you a time traveler? Are you from 2007?
Had enough yet? More Moose Tracks now.
Well, we're talking about the video / board / card games that you got obsessed with. 244-1033 if there's a game that you just could not put down for the longest time.
All to remember, let us bravely charge the fields of Azeroth from which...
Hey, fellas! Boy, this is neato, huh?
Butters, what the hell are you doing?
I got World of Warcraft, like you said.
You can't be the dwarf character, Butters. I'm the dwarf.
Well, there's only like four races to choose from.
So pick another one. I'm the dwarf, you stupid ass. Log out, create a new character, and log back in.
I like Hello Kitty Island Adventure a lot more.
I like Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
You know what I found? A game that I was borderline obsessed with, and then Jody got sucked into watching me play it, is Inside.
Ooh.
The studio is called Playdead, and it's this kind of dark... It's weird. It's very, the visuals are just astounding. It's a very simple game, but it's just mesmerizing.
Mm.
There's like a story there, and there's like kind of, these people are kind of autonomous. Autonomous, like kind of, almost like mindless zombie. There's some big power that's controlling them and their movements. And
interesting.
They have another game called Limbo, which I wanted to try, but Inside is just fantastic. And, I highly recommend it. But if there's a game that you're obsessed with, video game, board game, card game, 244-1033, like this all started because Tyler was, what was he getting obsessed with? Was it Call of Duty?
Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
The COD.
The COD, bro. What's up, man?
Laser.
Has anybody said Clash of Clans yet?
No. That's the one on the phone, right?
Yeah, they call it a freemium game. It's free to play, but you can pay to get stuff inside
of it. Sure.
Not the microtransactions. No.
Yeah. And I read once the company that made this game makes like $2 million a day.
I don't doubt that. My guess is if you make a video game like Remember the game Flappy Bird?
Yes.
That before they it got shut down for some reason, I forget why, but before I think they said it was making like $1 million a day.
Flappy Bird or Angry Birds?
Flappy Bird.
Okay.
Where it's just some POS 8-bit type of where you got to keep the bird in the air.
Yeah.
I love the singing in the background.
Yeah,
by the
whoever
way.
That kid is, they're they're an American
icon. I'm just glad they're not streaming. So
you'll put up with the stupid Sesame Street song or whatever the hell it is.
Yep, pretty much.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yep, thank you.
Have a good one. Laser low.
Hey, Moose.
Hey.
So when I was a kid, my mom borrowed the Pac-Man game on the Atari from my neighbors. And she broke the joystick.
No!
Because she was playing it so much?
Yeah. Oh, she was upset. I mean, she was so mad at one of the ghosts or whatever, she actually broke the joystick off.
Wow.
She was raging.
She was. It was bad. So we had to buy the neighbors a new Atari.
The whole system or just the controller?
I think it was just the controller.
So she owed them a whole
$9.99? Yeah, something like that. But yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's funny.
And then mine was Tetris.
Yeah, the Game Boy version?
No, the Atari or the Nintendo regular size version on the TV.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. My kids would be like, "Mom, I want to play." No.
Mom was like, "Get out of the way.
This is my game."
It's kind of sad. We can fit all the best moments of the Morning Moose in only 10 minutes. You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
You know, everybody's got their favorite horror movies. It's all subjective. What I think is the best horror movie probably wouldn't be yours, etc. And there's some crossover there. Wanted to see what Eric's top 10 list was. So every day we'll get progressively closer to the number one horror movie of Eric Childress, our movie critic guy from efilmcritic.com. And horror movies kind of, it's for you using another term, not just horror movie, unsettling is another word to use?
Yeah, that's the term that I use because, you know, I think that the horror movies that stick with you are the ones that actually make an impact on you. I mean, there are a lot of different classifications of horror, and some movies are horror, but they're not necessarily scary.
All right, interesting. So at number 10, I don't know, is this a four-way tie for you?
Kind of, because I think the 10 that I gave you are movies that people might not consider classification of horror, but I did, or I do.
Mm-hmm. Like United 93, Mother with Jennifer, what's her nuts?
Lawrence.
I almost said Hudson, that ain't right.
Nope.
Blade Runner and The Terminator. Now, I think out of all of those four, probably closest to horror, most people would probably say The Terminator.
Yeah, I mean, the Terminator, I mean, it's science fiction, it's action, it's all those kind of things, but it's also about a giant robot chasing you for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, the idea that he can't be killed, you don't know how to stop him, he's just going to keep coming. I mean, that movie gave me nightmares when I was a kid.
It was intense. It was probably one of the first intense movies I've ever seen. Here's a clip of Kyle Reeves. The cops have him, and he's trying to get it through their heads about this whole robot from the future thing.
Shut up! You still don't get it, do you? He'll find her! That's what he does! That's all he does! You can't stop him! He'll wait for you, reach down her throat, and pull her f***ing heart out!
Doug.
Let go of me!
Language, Kyle Reese.
Yeah, and you know, you hear that speech. I mean, if you don't know that's from The Terminator, that could be from any horror movie.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it. And, you know, the other movies, you know, like United 93, no one, you know, pegs as a horror movie, but same concept. You know, I mean, it's a true life story. It's, you know, one of the most horrific events in American history. You know, but imagine if you're on that plane.
Yeah.
You know, that is a horror story.
And Mother with Jennifer Lawrence, I've not seen it, but I've, based on your review and other reviews I've seen, it ends very, very disturbing.
I think it's
It's an absolutely disturbing movie, and it's not, you know, it's a movie that a lot of people hate. You know, I've always had several dreams about claustrophobia and stuff, and just people always just coming at you. And that's kind of what Mother is. I mean, the noise and people coming at Jennifer Lawrence and her not being able to control things. It's an incredibly claustrophobic movie that is also, there's a lot more going on to it than just a home invasion type story.
And so let's just kind of briefly touch on Blade Runner. I'm having trouble trying to figure out how this is unsettling.
You know, this was 2 years before the Terminator, and again, you have you know, all of these replicants. You have Roy Batty's character, who's, you know, kind of an unstoppable force. The climax of that movie, once he encounters Pris and Roy Batty, is really horrific, especially if you're a 7-year-old kid watching that movie, which I was at the time.
It's also kind of sad in a way.
Well, it gets sad. No, yeah. It definitely ends on a sad note. And there are a lot of horror movies, you know, a lot of great ones that do. But Harrison Ford being chased around by Rutger Hauer, that means that could be the Terminator, that could be Michael Myers, that could be, any unstoppable force that is chasing your hero, and he's powerless to stop it.
All right, we'll end there and pick it up tomorrow with your one and only at number 9. It's a nuclear annihilation, and one that maybe you haven't really thought of ever.
Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks.